You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. Right before her college graduation, this week's essayist lost someone very important to her. As she graduates from college at Lock Haven University, she looks back at the influence he still has on her life. Here's Sarah Sett with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
I believe my dad watches over me. On a Saturday morning 4 years ago, I awoke to a good morning text message from my dad. I picked up the phone to call him and just talk about life. We talked about my upcoming graduation party. He had been planning it for months. I could hear how proud and happy he was. We talked for about an hour and ended the phone call with an I love you. Little did I know that that would be the last time I would ever have the chance to say anything to my dad. Just a few hours after the phone call with my dad, I received a phone call from my cousin. It was unusual to get a call from him, and my heart sank. In that moment, I knew something wasn't right. He said to me, "Something happened to your dad. He had a heart attack, and he passed away." I felt frozen. A chill ran down my back that sent goosebumps up my arms. I lived away from home at the time, and the drive back to my dad seemed like it took forever. I drank Pepto-Bismol the whole way because I was sick to my stomach. I wasn't sure how to feel or what to do. I was questioning everything. Then I felt something touch my back, followed by a soft whisper and a sense that everything was going to be all right. In that moment, I knew it was my dad watching over me and saying goodbye. I was always unsure about the idea of spirits and the afterlife until I personally experienced it. Throughout the years, I have found reminders of my dad in everyday life. A song reminds me about the time we danced together in the living room, practicing for my wedding, or a smell that reminds me of his warmth and love. I find reminders of him everywhere, a butterfly that passes a little too close, a cardinal that follows me every time I walk, and the pennies I find in unusual places. I never expected to lose a parent at the age of 18, but these reminders have helped me get through it. I now live a life full of love and possibility. I learned not to focus so much on the little things. I'm a college senior graduating soon with a degree in biology. In science, there are many struggles and triumphs, but with my dad watching over me, I know I can handle anything that comes my way. I believe in myself and my abilities because he believed in me. I believe in the life my dad would have wanted me to live. Throughout college, I've struggled with the loss of my dad, but I find with grief comes strength. I use this strength to live my life to the fullest, one day at a time. With each accomplishment, I can hear my dad cheering me on from the clouds. With each downfall, he is there to wipe my tears. I believe he is forever watching over me.
Sarah Sett with her essay for WPSU's This I Believe. Sett just graduated from Lock Haven University, and she's looking for a job in Texas. She's originally from St. Mary's, Pennsylvania in Elk County. Who has influenced what you believe in? Write an essay and tell us at WPSU.org/believe. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's Bookmark. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.